you should be doing your bracket.
Uh-huh.
Forget about March Madness, that basketball stuff. That's for kids. We do hockey, U.S. college hockey, and we want to talk U.S. college hockey, Frozen Four, the 16 teams that are going to butt heads over all this. You go to one of the best. Dominic Hennick, Athletics Communications, voice of Ferris State Bulldog Hockey. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, man. That's devastating news for the Pittsburgh Penguins and Evgeny Malkin, almost as devastating for the Blackhawks with Patrick Kane.
Yeah, but they'll both be back for the playoffs, right? They're going to be rested, five-goal games. It's all in the future. But we're talking, we'll get you on that another time, because I know you're bucking for a job with the NHL. Don't worry. I'm going to get you the Leaf broadcast job eventually. I'm working on it. But until that time, you're going to break down what you do know right now, and that is, and for someone like me, this is good, because I wasn't raised in U.S. college hockey. I know the three leagues up here in Canada. I know a Canadian university hockey better. It's just what you're used to. As a Canuck, I don't know it well, but, you know, it's good programs. They get better all the time. More and more NHL players come from these programs. So tell us now, there's 16 teams left. Explain how it works.
Well, you talk about the three leagues up in Canada, and you're talking Major, Junior, and the Q, the Dub, and the O, and this is basically like the Memorial Cup for Major, Junior. There's six conferences in college hockey. All that is done. Regular season's done. Playoffs are done. Now it's the top 16 teams from of the 59 Division I teams in the United States of America, broken down into four teams in the four different regional sites. The four sites are out west in St. Paul, Minnesota, at the Xcel Energy Center with the Minnesota Wild play. And I guess it's probably smart not to bounce around. We'll just stay in each regional here.
Sure.
And as quick as possible. And so Minnesota gets the one seed overall of the 16 teams. And the number 16 seed is Robert Morris, and they're from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And it's almost a no-brainer. You got to go with Minnesota. They got 14 NHL draft picks on their squad, and it's Minnesota's third straight NCAA appearance here.
Are they one and done games? Is that what this is? One and done?
That's what it is now. Once you lose, your season's done.
How often do upsets occur? Okay.
All the time. I mean, literally all the time. You look back to the 2013 NCAA Frozen Four last year with Quinnipiac, St. Cloud State, Yale, and UMass Lowell. You don't hear any of the Big Ten or big name schools in there. So. It's very, you know, it's hockey, Mick. It happens all the time.
Okay.
And back to the regional, though, what's cool about this is Minnesota's coach is Don Lucia.
Yeah.
And the four teams here are Minnesota and Robert Morris, and then the two-seed Notre Dame and St. Cloud State. And Notre Dame has a player by the name Mario Lucia, Don's son. So if Notre Dame tops St. Cloud State on Friday night and Minnesota tops Robert Morris, Don Lucia, the coach of Minnesota, will be squaring off against his son on Notre Dame, Mario
Good.
Lucia.
So I like that.
I think it's going to be a cool story. And so in that, I had Minnesota topping Robert Morris and Notre Dame over St. Cloud State and Minnesota moving on to the Frozen Four. I mean, you're literally two wins away from a Frozen Four appearance in Philadelphia in the beginning of April where the Flyers play, and three games away from a national championship game, four wins away from a national title.
Let's go to Midwest Regional from Cincinnati.
Wisconsin versus North Dakota. Wisconsin, the one seed here. Ferris State versus Colgate.
Yeah.
This is home of the Cyclones, of the East Coast team.
Yep.
I got Wisconsin beating North Dakota, and you know, Ferris State writes my paycheck, so I have to pick Ferris State over Colgate here.
Yep.
So Wisconsin, Ferris State, and then I'm going to pick the Bulldogs to top Wisconsin and move on to the to the Frozen Four.
Okay, East Regionals, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Here's my favorite in the tournament, Union versus Vermont, and then Quinnipiac versus Providence. I think Union's an incredible team. They're the conference champions for the third consecutive season in a row. That hasn't happened since the 80s. And what's cool here is it's kind of a reunion. All three of the four coaches, current coach for Union, Rick Bennett, Vermont's coach for Kevin Steeden, and Providence coach of Nate Lehman, all coached at Union, and they're all in the same regional here. So Union versus Vermont, Quinnipiac versus Providence. I'm picking Union in game one. I'm picking Providence over Quinnipiac in game two.
Okay.
Union moves on to the Frozen Four.
Okay, so now you got one or two little minor upsets. Nothing big yet. No four over one. Let's go to the Northeast Regional. Worcester, Massachusetts. Is it in Boston College? They're number one. They're always number one, aren't they?
Yeah, that's who Ferris fought in the national title game in 2012. One seed BC, four seed Denver. UMass Lowell, the two seed, and the three seed. Minnesota State. Boston College has 10 draft picks. Johnny Gaudreau is a former Calgary Flame upcoming here in the future. Maybe Hobie Baker winner this year. BC's defense, man, they got tall defense, and they're all over 6 foot back on the blue line. You got to pick Boston College over Denver in game one, although I like Denver a lot. And then Mass Lowell versus Minnesota State. Don't be surprised. Minnesota State, here's my sleeper pick here. Minnesota State, Fair State just saw the conference playoff championship on Saturday. They're the best hockey club I've seen all year. The Mavericks out of Mankato, they're going to the Frozen Four over BC. That's my sleeper pick.
Oh, okay, there you go. There's an upset right there from Don McHennig from Ferris State, voice of Bulldog Hockey. So when does this all kick off?
This Friday and Saturday, a lot of the games are televised on ESPNU or ESPN2, the four regional sites in St. Paul, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Ohio, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Worcester, Mass. After this, it's four winners of, you know, one in each of the four regionals. You have a week off, and then the following week, it's in Philadelphia at the Wachovia Center, I believe they call it, correct?
Me? You know, they've changed so many times.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's right.
The first Union
Center.
With whatever. It's the Flyer Center, we'll call it.
And Spectrum.
Yeah, now you're talking. Wrong building, but I like it. How many games is the final? Do they play a three-game series or something?
No, it's a semis. It's two semis and then a national championship.
Just one game, huh?
Four.
Yep. Just one game. One and done.
On.
Wow. What do they do when they get to overtime? Do they play overtime?
Yes, 20-minute consecutive OTs.
No shootouts?
No shootouts, not at this point. Can you imagine losing or end of your season off for a shootout? That'd be insane.
I'm all for it. I like messing up hockey fans. Okay, Dominic, so quickly, we're running out of time. Ferris State, you expect them to beat Colgate, and you think they can emerge from the Midwest. Once they get with the big boys, how are they going to stand?
They're all big boys at this time. And when it happened in 2012, it was in the same region as Denver, Cornell, and Michigan. And I thought that was going to be an uphill battle. But Ferris State emerged, like you said. So, you know, I'm picking the Bulldogs to go back to the Frozen Four. I'm going with Union, Minnesota State, and Minnesota. Those are my top four. And if you think about it, three of those teams were in the Frozen Four in that 2012, Minnesota, Ferris State, and Union. BC, the lone team out who I'm picking Minnesota State to top in Worcester, Mass.
Okay, so sometime next week, we'll check in with you again, see how badly your predictions went. Let's do that.
Thanks, Mick. Peter, have a great day, guys.